good, everybody? It's your boy Randy Anderson here with another episode of the Unofficial Referees, man. What is good, everybody? What is good? I'm just gonna be transparent and open with you guys. This is the second time I'm doing this because my entire power, I think, in the neighborhood or just in my crib went out, and it was pissing. Yeah, it just destroyed everything that I had for you guys. Oh my god. But yeah, man, this is gonna basically be just a recap, short, sweet, to the point. I'm gonna start off with the NBA, man. Shout out to everybody in the NBA. The finals has ended. The Lakers 1-6. Yeah, man. So shout out to LeBron. Shout out to AD. I was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Let me just point that out now. I said the Lakers. I mean, not the Lakers. But the Heat. Boy, I'm getting my teams all messed up. I'm all discombobulated. I said that the Heat would take it to 7. But they took it to 6. Game 5, Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat put up an amazing show. Jimmy Butler had another triple-double to secure that win in Game 5. But in Game 6, it was just a pure domination fest. LeBron James and Anthony Davis just went bananas. LeBron James just went bananas and destroyed the Miami Heat. Because I did go into a bunch of detail recording I did. Oh my god, that pisses me off. But yeah, man, so I still believe that is an asterisk. It's an asterisk championship, and I would say the exact same thing for the Miami Heat. So there's like no bias between there, but the reason why I say it's an asterisk championship is because LeBron James, the corona, you know what I'm saying, sent everybody home for a few months. LeBron James had time to rest. He had time to rest. He had time to rest his body, still train, but like not go crazy. And for real, like I believe like that time of rest helped LeBron out a lot. Also, Like, don't get me wrong, everybody else had the time to rest as well, but everybody didn't take that time super serious at all. You know what I'm saying? They didn't take it serious at all. You know what I'm saying? You've seen people out here come back from the bubble overweight, or come into the bubble overweight and or you know what I'm saying? Just like not prepared at all. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sweet Lou. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, that's what they call him. That's one of the nicknames they call him. Like, so Lou Williams, Sweet Lou. You know what I'm saying? Because the shot's so sweet. Whatever. yeah, man. So he was eating chicken wings and then going to the strip club in the bubble. yeah. Besides all that, man, it's just not as good as the first time. Besides all that, man, like, honestly, I still say it's an asterisk. It's a championship nonetheless. Shout out to Jeannie Buss for being the first owner, whatever else she is, of the Lakers. That's history right there. LeBron James, you got your fourth championship, your fourth MVP. If they didn't give you the MVP, bro, that there was something wrong. There was gonna be something wrong because LeBron James, and I'm not even the biggest LeBron fan, but LeBron James earned every last vote for that MVP. It should have been unanimous. It better have been unanimous because nobody on that court was, besides Jimmy Butler, was playing as good as LeBron James. Yeah, man. So Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, and I'll be honest with you, it would be probably a completely different story at Game 7, and LA probably losing and LA winning at Game 7. If they had another superstar, if they had like a Bradley Beal on the team, I'm just saying, bro, LeBron wouldn't have won that one. I'm just saying, just being full transparent and full honest, LeBron wouldn't have won. Yeah, I'm just being dead honest with y'all. Oh my gosh, hold on, son. I just got really angry really quick. But yeah, man, so yeah. Besides all that, man, shout out to LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Wow. Wow. You guys are really pushing my buttons today. You got, oh my gosh, my computer look, better be glad I'm broke and I love my computers. but yeah, man, so shout out to AD, shout out to Jimmy Butler, shout out to LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? They played a great bubble season. Also, man, shout out to all the Laker fans, all the real Laker fans that were there before LeBron. When y'all had like literally legitly the B squad. First and foremost, man, rest in peace to Kobe, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the legend, you know what I'm saying? Love you, man. And shout out to all the Laker greats. But yeah, man, I'm off of that. I'm just going ahead to go to this NFL thing real quick, man. I'm just going to talk about what happened over week five, man. Alex Smith came back. And if you've listened to my show, if you listen to my sports takes and all that other stuff, you'll understand where I come from when I was speaking down and bad about Alex Smith. You know what I'm saying? He was a great quarterback. He was a good quarterback. He wasn't great. He was a good quarterback, very good, serviceable quarterback. I will never take that away from him. But it was just a love-hate relationship between me and Alex Smith. He played for my Kansas City Chiefs, you know what I'm saying? Then after Patrick Mahomes came and did Patrick Mahomes thing, shout out to Mahomes, I'm going to talk about you later. He went to the 49ers, or no, he went to the Washington Redskins. He came from the 49ers to the Chiefs to the Washington Redskins. All red teams, you think about it. Never mind, that's a tangent. but yeah, so he went to the Redskins. End up almost having everybody was saying a career-ending injury. It broke his leg, man. It took him 2 years to come back. I am so glad that he was able to come back and play some snaps in the NFL again, man, this week. I just send nothing but my prayers and nothing but the grace of God, you know what I'm saying, to Alex Smith and his family, man. And also, on the same note, man, unfortunately, this same week, week five, I'm not going to say lost, but we seen Dak Prescott be injured, man. His ankle snapped. And when I mean snapped, it's snap, snap, snoodle. Just imagine on audio, imagine a piece of meat hanging off of a bone. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Like a phalange hanging off of a bone. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine that. It was terrible. If you didn't see it, man, I didn't see the video, but I seen a picture. Literally, his leg was still straight, ankle completely other way. It was disgusting. But man, yeah, man, my prayers is out to Dak Prescott, man. Get better soon, man. He did come out of the hospital. Surgery went well. I think he came out of the hospital today or yesterday. Surgery went well, man. So shout out to you, man. I'm super happy, super, super happy that you're okay. Hopefully with 2020's technology and all our 21st century, you know what I'm saying, medical gear, you'll be back, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully, like Dez Bryant said, if you can't come back in this NFL, the Cowboys better take care of you, bro. No matter what, they better take care of you, because you took so many pay cuts. You took a bunch of bullshit when you were literally, I hate to say it, but in the top five quarterbacks. I don't even hate to say that. I love to say that you were a top five quarterback in this league for the last couple years. You know what I'm saying? With the Patrick Mahomes and the Russell Wilsons, and the Lamar Jacksons, and the Aaron Rodgers. You were in that category. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody talking shit about you, I understand, because I used to talk shit about you just because you was a Cowboy. You know what I'm saying? It's just because I'm talking shit about the Cowboys. But, you know what I'm saying? I have nothing but respect for you, man. I hope you get better soon. With all that, man, that's that. The NFL, man, the Kansas City Chiefs, We lost to the Raiders, you know what I'm saying? Which is actually, honestly, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with us losing, you know what I'm saying, to take off some of the pressure from the undefeated streak. So, yeah, like, Kansas City lost to the Raiders. It was, shit, it was a couple calls that could have been called that would have changed the game completely. Now people are saying, oh, did the Raiders show the weakness of the Kansas City Chiefs that you can throw deep on the Kansas City Chiefs? Honestly, man, I truthfully don't know. But I truthfully do believe that one of our cornerbacks that we had on suspension, he came back week five. And I think that kind of messed up the flow because the rookie in the second year, people that we had back there were doing really good. You know what I'm saying? But when they took them out and they replaced him, don't get me wrong, he got an interception. He ran it. He didn't run it back for a touchdown, but he ran it back for a touchdown the last time we faced the Raiders. But yeah, like he ran it back. He got the interception. He ran it to, I think, to like the 20 or some shit like that in the first half. But yeah, so that was that. Tyrann Mathieu got beat a couple times. He gambled. He lost. But that's Tyrann, you know what I'm saying? He's going to win more than he loses. And it's fine. Like, we didn't lose by that much, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, oh, you guys lost. You got, yeah, but did you not see the couple of the calls that should have been a blatant pass interference? But, man, I'm just glad we lost. Shout out to the Raiders, man. Y'all got y'all a little victory. Woo! You know what I'm saying? Woo! Shout out to y'all. But, yeah, man, so Russell Wilson did Russell Wilson things. I'm telling you, man, he's going to be the MVP. He's definitely going to be the MVP. I truthfully, I don't really have anything else for you guys. Oh, shout out to Izzy Adesanya, man. Happy birthday. Or by the time I hear this, it should be his belated birthday or his birthday, one of the two. But yeah, shout out. Happy birthday to Izzy, man. I think I'm out of here, man. I'll be honest with y'all. It was fun. Oh man, I wish y'all could have heard the first one that I did, but unfortunately you can't. And with all that being said, I'm out, man. Peace.